Here's your weekly dose of something geeky. It's the Geek Cave Skypecast, brought to you by Shirtosaurus.com.
And welcome to another Geek Cave Skypecast. I'm Darren.
I'm Greg.
And I'm Tom.
All right, and everybody, Tom is one of our new contributors. So is Greg, actually, but Greg's joined us on the podcast before, but you notice them both on geekcavepodcast.com. You can find them hashtag TGCTom and TGCGreg. And no, Justin and Chad are not here, mostly because they couldn't bother to be here. We're talking about the Xbox One, and I've got a note from Justin here. Ha 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 ha, still sucks. So, I'm not sure what he's going for. Anyway, yeah, so in case you've been living under a rock, the Xbox One has...
I like my rock.
Well, Microsoft's made a lot of changes over the past, you know, week to the Xbox One. It really started a couple weeks ago with new gaming boss Phil Spencer stepping in, and now it seems that they kind of don't suck as much.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Whoa, and as Greg's screen just goes all Matrix on us.
Yeah, we're video chatting, and Greg just, I don't know what's going on there. He became an 8-bit game for a second.
At least 16-bit, I was hoping for. I was hoping for 16-bit.
Blow on your camera a little bit. Yeah. That might work. But I just want to get your guys' thoughts, because, you know, as far as I know, none of us own an... Well, Greg, you had a 360, right?
Yeah, no, I had a 360. I liked it a lot. It was my preferred console of the last generation. It had a great library. I mean, I liked the controller.
Mm-hmm.
And the main reason I picked it was that most of my friends at the time were on the 360, so we had a good community. So
yeah,
I had a 360 as well. I just a few friends of mine. We were big Gears of War nuts, and of course, Gears of War only on a 360. So that's where I went. But I also was one of those guys that went through about three or four 360s, because of course, as he holds the five knuckle shuffle.
No,
there.
I mean, I went through five of them.
Yeah, I went through
five. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I went through.
Well, it was after the fourth one I decided, you know what? Screw my friends. I'm going with a PS3.
All right,
and
so
I've had the same PS3 for like the past 3-4 years.
So Greg 3, Tom 4, me 5.
Well, technically the 3 is because I had one, it died, then I bought the new one after they redid it, because the house I was living at didn't have Ethernet in the room, so I really wanted the wireless adapter.
Right.
So I upgraded. So I've had 3. The second one wasn't a die, it was a trade-in, but I had 3.
Okay. So. Well, still, I mean, and that's something that we've talked about before on the podcast, where maybe some of the sales numbers for the 360 were inflated by the fact that a lot of people bought multiple units.
Yeah. Had to buy,
yeah. But that being said, so, you know, Microsoft did really well with the previous console generation. Then we come into the new console generation, and it's like, you know how it is when you have a friend who, they do stupid things even though you tell them not to? It's like, you know, hey, buddy, don't eat those nails. But instead, they're like, no, it's cool. Watch.
They're organic nails.
Yeah, they're organic nails. I've done this before. You're going to love it. And you end up going to the ER. That's kind of what's happened with the Xbox One. A lot of great ideas, but first a lot of stupid ideas, and now they're being outsold 2-1, so they're in the ER, so to speak.
Well, but you know, at least there's no Red Ring of Death conspiracy or
Well, that's
problem.
Because there are no red lights on the system at all.
Yes, they're smart. They got rid of the red lights.
They learned that lesson.
Credit for that. But you know what? What's actually interesting about the Xbox One, I'm looking at sales figures of video games. NPD tracks all the physical sales of games.
Right.
Number one game, Titanfall, which is only Xbox One.
Well, no, it's also on PC.
Yes, it is also on PC, but I'm, you know, if we're comparing PS4 and Xbox One,
right.
You know, that they still got number one, and then they also taking a look at the list here. That's really it for the Xbox One. They are number one. Every other game on the list, except for Minecraft, which is just 360, has either Sony or Microsoft versions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I found interesting, considering that the Xbox One, as you said, has been, you know, slumping 2-1, but that's still proof that if you come out with a killer game, your system still has a chance.
Oh, yeah. And
yeah,
it's one of the reasons that the Wii U is struggling right now.
No library. I mean, that's kind of... that's really my thoughts in general is right now I'm PC gaming. Reason being is I'm not opposed to buying new consoles, but I don't see the games I want to play yet. I mean, I'm not really a shooter fan. I mean, I like giant robots and mechs, yes, but I mean, I'm not gonna buy a console for one game.
Right.
I mean, like, I know there will be games coming, but right now, like, they've been out for how long have the PS4 and one
about 6 months. We're halfway.
Yeah, I mean, I would expect by now to have a decent. Maybe not a huge library, but, you know, half a dozen titles that are worth making the system owning. I mean, yeah, launch titles are one thing. I mean, you know, a lot of people, the merits of a strong launch library can be, you know,
right.
Some debated. But 6 months in, you should have at least a handful of titles, you know, to, like, hey, this is why you should buy it. But, you know, I mean, if a year from now and there's not, like, you know, half a dozen titles, like, and yeah, there's stuff coming on the line, like, for the PS4, you got, you know, Kingdom Hearts 3 finally. Anything like RPGs are, you know, enticing me.
Yeah.
But right now, the games I want to play, and everyone knows this, is Transistor right now. That's the game I want to play coming out Tuesday. And I've got it on my PC. Like, right now, there's nothing that I want to play that I can't on my PC right now. So right now, none of these guys are catering to me. So.
Yeah. Well, and to be fair, Sony does have Transistor coming to PS4 as well.
Right.
By the way, you can find the review of Transistor at dkpodcast.com shortly after it launches.
Yes.
You know, just kind of wink, wink, nudge, nudge, put that in there. But, you know, I mean, and this is kind of the state of the gaming landscape. Everyone gives the Wii U a hard time for slow, staggering sales or whatever. But right now, I own more Wii U exclusives than I do PS4 exclusives. And those are exclusives I keep going back to. Now, Sony does have more titles for me. And Tom made a good point. Titanfall is awesome. I enjoy it thoroughly on my PC. But... you know, I mean, I guess the basic discussion is, do you think that this will help? Because right now, the Xbox One is even trailing the Wii U in sales.
Ouch.
So, yeah. Now, granted, the Wii U's had like a year's head start, but when Sony passed the Wii U in a month,
right.
So, you know, we've got, they've taken Kinect off of the Xbox One. It's not mandatory anymore. They're dropping the price $100, and they're taking away the paywall, so you don't have to pay for gold to access Netflix and Hulu, you know, things that both Nintendo and Sony already offered free to their users. Do you think that this is going to be kind of a big enough boost for them, if you will?
It's not going to hurt. It's not going to hurt at all, at least. Especially the last one is, if your competitor is doing something for free and you're charging for it, there's a problem.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I thought, you know, when I first heard that they were dropping the price of the Xbox One and taking away the Kinect, is that that Microsoft realized that charging an extra $100 for a system nowadays, when people are a little bit more judicious about how they spend their money, when there's so many options for the entertainment dollar nowadays, you're asking people to pay $500 for a gaming system nowadays, that's a tough sell, especially, you know, up until Titanfall came out, gamers didn't really have one big option to say, okay, I'm going to buy the Xbox One over the PS4, which is $100 cheaper and doesn't have this motion sensing thing that some people deem creepy.
Yeah, now, Microsoft does have the whole NSA thing hanging over their heads.
Yes.
But, you know, and it's interesting to note that Sony was going to include the camera with the PS4 until right before their E3 presentation. They found out how much Microsoft was going to charge. They took the camera out. They undercut them. Obviously, that was a good idea, especially because the camera is incredibly hard to find now. Everyone wants to buy it for some reason.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, it's nuts. It's sold out no matter where you look, mostly because people want to use the Playroom, like the Watch PS4 thing where you can kind of stream. People have turned that into like live game shows, live, you know, comedy hours, commentaries. People are shooting porn on the PS4.
Of course they are.
Because you give a person a camera and they're going to put their naughty bits on it.
Rule 34, if it exists, there's porn of it.
Yeah.
And to me, that's been kind of the surprising thing about, you know, why the PS4, when you look at the reasons why the PS4 is doing so well, the ability, you know, to go on Twitch and to post your games and videos, I personally didn't see that as a gigantic deal at first, but it really has become a big deal.
Oh, yeah,
I'm most surprised. I mean, like, for me, that's, I don't care, but people are using it, so Okay.
Yeah. And the Xbox One does now have that. They actually have a slightly better video editor and a better feature to archive your stuff. Now, Sony has countered with, now you can save your video directly to a flash drive, so you can upload it. It's basically, it's fun watching these guys, we'll do this idea, and then Microsoft basically pulls a Sony. What Sony does to Nintendo, Microsoft does to Sony, where... You know, Nintendo invents Rumble Control, and then Sony's like, I'll take a piece of that action. Nintendo involves, invents motion controls, and then Sony comes out with the PlayStation Move.
Yes.
And then, of course...
You have, by the way.
Yeah.
I have it.
I have my Move, and I move it to pick up my controllers. So... But, and of course, iToy versus Kinect and all that stuff. Video games are one big copycat, but...
It really is. So.
It really is.
Yeah, unless you're PC.
Yes.
See, I gave you that. I served that up on a silver platter.
PC, I can do whatever I want because I know how to build, so I can do whatever the hell I want. So.
Well,
Now, the kind of video cards you can chain, have changed over the years. Like, you can't buy a Voodoo card anymore, but...
My first card was a Voodoo 2. I remember that.
That was a Voodoo 3.
What PC gaming is, it can do all of this other stuff that the other consoles can't, as long as you have a little bit of know-how. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If you need to
upgrade your video card to play a new game, like I had to invest in a new video card when Civilization V came out, that's not a $400, $500 investment. That's just, about a little over $100 and some, know-how.
Right. Now... But what do you guys think? Do you think this will help Microsoft catch up? I will say that briefly, I was enticed by the Xbox One after seeing some of these changes. Now, that was before I remembered my training on Stockholm Syndrome. And that, I swear, it was when I was reading all these announcements on Major Nelson's blog, it was almost as if I was reading it as, baby, I've changed, come back, I swear I won't hurt you again. I know it's a lie, but dim graphics, y'all. Specifically, now they're talking about like releasing Halos 1 through 4 all in one big collection, and the fact that I still can't get Fable running with a controller on a PC. This is year 2014. Indie devs can get games running on a controller, but not Fable. Not Fable, no sir. Not you, Lionhead.
And there's no PC port of Fable 2, which is arguably the best of the trilogy, so...
I know, it's just... Okay, we're getting off course.
Breathe there, and breathe.
It's my fault.
Actually, for me, I know I said this earlier, but here's what it takes for me to buy a console. It's really simple. Make games I want to play I can't get on my current PC. That's all it'll take,
Mario Kart.
Make games I want to play, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean... If you build it, I will come. It's not, it's not hard. The fact that they dropped the price $100, that's really nice. They made the camera optional. I'm glad because I wasn't a huge fan of it. I had some friends who had the Kinect for 360. I wasn't overly impressed with it. So,
yeah.
But really, for me, what it boils down to, gaming is about the games. Yes. If there are games I want to play, I will find a way to play them. So.
Well, there is not just having games to play as well, but this is not the 360 here, but having, at least having a reputation of build quality.
Right,
To me, I still have a distrust of Microsoft over my fiascos with the 360, plus the whole NSA thing. To me, I'm still kind of like, not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet on it. Even though the price has dropped to a more level playing field, I don't have a PS4 either. But if I had to choose right now, I would still probably take a PS4.
Yeah. Now, I think that they'll catch up. I don't know if they'll pass Sony necessarily. I think that'll depend on E3. It was a smart decision to make this announcement before E3 to try to build up some momentum. Because June 9th is when the price drop and the Kinect, the disconnect, if you will, goes into effect.
I agree the announcement before E3 is a smart idea just because they needed to level the playing field. They needed to make it, because before the announcement, Sony does definitely have the advantage. They needed to kind of, maybe not level it, but kind of just, gain some traction towards,
So overall, you know, Xbox One versus PS4, we've heard all the debate about resolution and what, and we've done that too on our Twitter at Geek Cave Podcast. Microsoft says that removing the Kinect will allow them to kind of pump up graphically the hardware because it won't be looking for the Kinect. My question would be, why wasn't it doing that whenever I unplugged the Kinect? But that's neither here nor there. Do you think this will hurt developers who are working on Kinect games? Because I know quite a few took to Twitter right after the announcement, and not very many of them were happy.
It could. Because basically what Microsoft is doing is they're saying that the Kinect is now a premium product now. It's now a sold separately product. And if you look at the history of gaming, just in general, you look at, you know, like, the, go back to the Sega Genesis. You know, you're asking people to buy a Sega CD and a Sega 32X and just have this big monstrosity.
Oh, yeah, I hated that.
And then you look at, let's see, what other good examples are there? You had Xbox, I think with the Xbox 360, you had to buy a special drive to play DVDs.
The HD DVD drive,
that didn't go well. And do I need to remind you people about the Virtual Boy?
My eyes still burn.
What you need to do is you need to take a Sega Genesis with a 32X and a Sega CD. Then you plug in the Sonic & Knuckles cartridge.
Yes.
And the Game Genie.
And the Game Genie on top of that, right?
Yep.
Then you can launch missiles at Iran. I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Don't you have to play Thermonuclear War first? I thought first you had to get through that.
But. No, you actually, EA, maybe it's EA Mutant League Football. I think that unlocks it.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
That's why everyone wants to come back. By the way.
It was really good. I prefer the hockey one.
Me too, actually. That was the first time I ever bought a gaming system just for a game.
See?
I had a Super Nintendo. I went over to a friend's house, played Mutant League Hockey, and I was like, Mom, we're selling the Super Nintendo and we're getting a Sega Genesis.
See, one game can be a system seller.
It totally can.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, look at Halo.
Look at Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, yeah. With the PS.
Yes.
Yeah.
It didn't work for me, so...
Oh, man. See, Nintendo created their own worst enemy.
They really did. They really did. I mean, the whole SNES CD drive was turned into PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they ended up partnering with Philips, who now is suing them, by the way.
Really?
They say that Nintendo stole their motion control technology.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is, the eighth firm that has claimed Nintendo has stolen their idea for the Wii. And they're trying to get Wii U sales stopped in the U.S., which, guys, I don't think you're going to have to work that hard.
Well, I was going to say, I think Nintendo's doing so well with all this theft that's going on, right?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing is, I like the Wii U as a console. Terrible name, but the games in it are fun. They just need to be more of them.
See, and this is kind of... I'm not calling you a hypocrite, but it's kind of hypocritical in that everyone is bashing the Wii U. Oh, look, your software sales have dried up. It's the first year of a console. Look at the PS4 and Xbox One libraries right now. Tell me that it's not similar.
Oh, yeah. I mean, none of the three have a good essential library right now. Yeah.
But for whatever reason, developers, they just jump off board at the first... It's almost like... Oh, what's the best way to describe it? Like, jumping off the Titanic before it even left the dock.
Yeah.
Now, that was a smart idea, but still.
And it goes back to, it goes back to a problem that Nintendo has had with the Wii U. I have a 3DS. I just bought one, late last year, because you had a wave of great games coming out. Zelda, Bravely Default. I remember when I got it, I was like, man, there's so many games I have to play.
Yeah.
6 months later, since I bought it, there's not been one game that I've wanted to buy since that wave.
I mean,
I don't think there's one coming up on the horizon until whenever the next Bravely comes out.
I'm holding on to my Wii U until X shows up.
Right.
and Hyrule Warriors, because I don't care. Dynasty Warriors plus Zelda is great. If they combined Master Chief with Dynasty Warriors, I'd be interested in an Xbox One. Although I don't know how that'd work.
Mass Effect Warriors.
Ooh. See, that's why I bought so many 360s, is that damn Mass Effect series.
And you know why I think Hyrule Warriors would work? You look at Luigi.
Yeah.
Almost looks like a Ganon type of creature.
Yeah.
Make him a boss. Make Lubu a boss.
He should be like the unlockable boss, like one of the secret dungeons.
Yes. But again, it doesn't or something.
So all right, Microsoft, if you make Mass Effect Warriors, I will buy your Xbox One. There's the ultimatum. If you make Mass Effect Warriors, I will buy the Xbox One.
I'm Commander Shepard, and I approve this message. Well, you know, there's rumor that we're going to get like a Mass Effect. It's already in HD, so I don't know what kind of re-release they can do.
Right.
But they're talking about doing something for the PS4 and the Xbox One, and of course not the Wii U. But because why would they? I mean, you know, EA is still mad over Nintendo not wanting, you know, the Origin virus released upon their infrastructure. And
that works so well, though. I was thinking about, you know, because with the Wii U controller, you have your party management on the screen while the game's on there.
Well, they released Mass Effect 3 on the Wii U, but then they were surprised that Mass Effect 3 didn't sell well, even though the same day they also released the entire trilogy on the other two systems.
I wonder why.
Yeah, well, we could tell EA how to do their jobs all day, and they're like a... They weren't a two-time Crystal Steam Reward winner. They came close.
DC.
Yeah.
They're like the Buffalo Bills of the Crystal Steam Reward.
The Buffalo Bills of the Crystal Steam Reward. No, because EA actually won one.
They actually did win one.
Yeah.
Okay.
They won the first. They won the inaugural Crystal Steamer.
Of course.
The steamiest.
Steamiest.
At this point, they have to be up for a lifetime achievement award.
Crystal crap begins. I don't know. We're calling it. All right. But anyway,
I mean, I like the Wii U as a console, especially I went over to a friend's house about a month ago, and we just played games. We were playing with the Nintendo Land?
Yeah, that's the big thing that comes packed in with, used to come packed in with it.
So, and we had five of us going with that, and it was a lot of fun. And the Mario World, you know,
yeah,
that again was a lot of fun, and then that was kind of it.
Yeah,
exactly. It goes back to the number one thing that me and Greg agree on is that you need games.
Oh yeah, right. I totally agree with you. I mean, I bought the Wii U anticipating more of a flood than what I got because I actually believe the developers.
Right, yeah. And I think of all the companies, Nintendo has the most recognizable characters they should be building upon. Like, you know, they should have Donkey Kong, Kirby, Mario, Metroid, all these, you know, they should have these ready to go, you know, Star Fox, you know, they have all these great recognizable brands that they need to push them.
Well, the problem is it takes time to make games of that quality.
Right.
It does. You
know? And
now a lot more developers are pumping more time and energy into mobile gaming.
Right.
Oh. Womp womp.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, exactly, Greg. Facepalm.
But hey, you know, the 3DS is still doing well despite mobile gaming. So,
For instance, Flappy Bird should not be a more popular game than Mass Effect 3 on the Wii U. Sorry, it shouldn't.
No.
I have Flappy Bird on my phone, but still.
Well, maybe if there were like a Normandy skin for the Flappy Bird, where you could play as the Mass Effect plane, then maybe.
That could work.
That would work. You know, we could call
Dodge it. Reapers, you
it's,
know?
It's Flap Effect.
Now we're coming up with DLC for Flappy Bird. This is the real reason why we're here.
I would just like to say that all of the content in this conversation is trademark copyright Deep Cave Podcast.
Yes.
So before y'all get any ideas.
Yes.
Anyway.
Ideas to steal our ideas.
So I guess, you know, wrapping up what was supposed to be a simplistic discussion before we got off on trashing everybody.
Yay!
Because equal opportunity. The long and short of it is, yes, this is a good idea, but we'll have to wait and see as to whether or not Microsoft can really actually pull something out.
And earn my trust again.
Yeah.
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 Give me something I want to play. It's all it takes. Give me something I want to play.
Yeah. I mean, before Mass Effect went multi-platform, I mean, that's the reason I bought 5 360s. Yeah. So
Mass Effect, Dragon Age,
But both of those went multi.
Yeah, they did. And I've got them on a PC and higher resolution, and I mod them up, you know. Yeah. So
I mean, the only thing they've got left right now are the Fable franchise, Gears of War, which... Not really a big Gears of War guy. And,
not really.
And Halo.
That got old for me.
Fable 3 was a piece of ass, too. So.
Well, now there's Fable Legends, which will use the Kinect, so there you go. That'll put some butts in the seats.
That's a thing? I thought that was a fake.
No, Fable Legends is happening.
I thought that was a fake. So it looks so bad. I thought someone made it up.
No, they showed it at like Gamescom or whatever. It's a thing.
Oh, wow.
It's a bad thing. That you want to stay away from.
I used to believe in you.
It's like... No, you need to follow Molly Dew on Twitter.
Yes.
If you're not following Peter Molly Dew, you're doing yourself a disservice. But if you're not following us at DK Podcast, you're also doing a disservice because we have giveaways every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start having some really awesome giveaways. We always have awesome ones, but we're about to get them supplemented. And how you'll have to just tune into our June podcast to find out. So deal with it.
It's awesome, though. Trust me, it is a really cool.
I second Greg. It is very awesome.
Yeah, it's always awesome. But it's trust me, you're not going to want to miss it. So Xbox One, make your own decision. We say wait.
Yes.
Wait. Just
give us games and trust.
Exactly.
Yeah, wait until at least E3, and then you know if things are different because. I was really looking forward to Crimson Dragon for the Xbox One, and then it turned out to suck. So, wait. That's all I got to say. All right. For Greg and Tom, we appreciate you tuning in and downloading the latest Deep Cave Skype cast. You can find us on iTunes at Deep Cave Podcast, and of course, deepcavepodcast.com. And guys, thanks for taking some time with us.
Yeah, glad to be aboard.
All right. And remember, in 2 weeks... or so, give or take, because we don't run on solid schedules here. The next episode of the Deep Cave Podcast, great big awesome giveaway. You're not going to want to miss it. And remember, everyone's a geek for something.